Robin has led his team here to Lumbini, where they've been given mere weeks to complete their incredible quest, finding scientific evidence of when the Buddha was born. Whether one comes by air, sea, or land, the visitor to Athens enters a metropolis. It's a huge city, an urban sea surging around a few outcroppings of rock. A sea which spreads a little farther with each passing year. Across the African continent, another population of gorillas evolved. They travel mostly on the ground. Their feet are more like our own. It was these gorillas that an American sculptor and naturalist named Carl Ackley came to collect in 1904. The notion of England as a gentle, fabled land freeze-framed sometime in the 1930s, when community life revolved around the post office, the country pub, and the local vicarage, has been erased by the juggernaut of the late 20th century and vast suburban sprawl. Home over the centuries to great writers like Jonathan Swift, George Bernard Shaw, and James Joyce, Dublin has always been a centre of the arts. Now, with the still-roaring Celtic Tiger economy to support it, Ireland's capital city is the bustling home of every burgeoning business, important cultural institutions, lively nightlife, and a youthful, energetic population of both natives and newcomers. Unlike most archaeological sites, Lumbini is a living, breathing place. On his deathbed, the Buddha asked that it become a destination for pilgrims. And for over 1,000 years, the faithful have come here from across Asia to one of the most sacred locations on earth. They come seeking answers of the spiritual kind.